Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, February 4th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. The Trump administration has delayed finalizing new regulations for grizzly bears in the lower 48 states. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach explains how we got here.
In the final days of the Biden administration, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service released proposed regulations to keep grizzlies listed under the Endangered Species Act. The new Trump team was supposed to release a final version of that plan last month, but the agency asked an Idaho judge for an extension. It cited staffing hurdles and hundreds of thousands of public comments. But Andrea Zaccardi fears
this extension likely signals proposed delisting rule in the future.
Zaccardi's with the Center for Biological Diversity, which has sued the feds to keep grizzlies federally protected, saying they only occupy a slice of their historic range. She points to comments from the Fish and Wildlife Service director, who has said grizzlies are recovered and ready to be managed by states. The agency now has till December 18th to finalize the plan. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The Heart Mountain Foundation wants to own the site's historic buildings, which are currently managed by the Federal Bureau of Reclamation. Heart Mountain was one of 10 sites where the U.S. government forcibly relocated and detained people of Japanese descent, mostly U.S. citizens, during World War II. Last week, representatives of the foundation met with U.S. Senators Cynthia Lummis and John Barrasso to try to expedite a transfer. The senator's staff said they are working to speed the release of 73 acres. It includes hospital grounds where most of the 550 babies born during the 3 years the incarceration camp was open were delivered. The Heart Mountain Foundation wants to own the buildings to be able to renovate them, add security measures after recent bouts of vandalism, and eventually turn them into permanent exhibit spaces. Older Wyomingites are falling victim to a new form of scam involving cryptocurrency ATMs. The Public News Service's Eric Galatas has more.
Gillette Police Detective Alan Stuber says in 2025, his department and the Campbell County Sheriff's Office investigated over 75 cases where residents were conned into depositing money into crypto ATMs, money they never saw again.
Between our two departments last year alone, we're looking at roughly just in Gillette, Campbell County, over probably $3 million have been lost.
Some 45 crypto ATMs have been installed across Wyoming. The machines convert cash into cryptocurrency, which can be sent to digital wallets worldwide. Nationally, over 11,000 reported crypto ATM scams resulted in $246 million in losses in 2024. Because many victims are embarrassed and don't report the crime, actual losses are likely much higher.
I'm Eric Galatas.
Cities around Wyoming recently completed the annual point-in-time survey. The survey is a count of people experiencing homelessness on a single night in January. Wyoming News Now's Akili Bonner spoke to Beth Cranmore with Recover Wyoming.
I'm here at the Laramie County Library, where going on inside is the resource fair following the annual point in time count.
If I could, I would end homelessness right now. But to me, I just want to make sure that everybody counts and that people are a part of this.
In Cheyenne's case, that day was Wednesday, as the official count occurred at sundown, where the resource fair then followed in tandem. Point in time surveys were also available at the library, along with supplies and a provided lunch for visitors.
I really enjoy doing this because it gives us a chance to talk to them, to provide services to them.
Cranmore tells me the count went great, and at the time of the resource fair, Recover Wyoming had counted around 30 people. I'm Akili Bonner, Wyoming News Now.
Republicans in Congress are increasingly turning to a little-known law to overturn federal public lands decisions. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, the move could reshape land management in our region.
The Congressional Review Act, or CRA for short, lets Congress roll back certain federal agency rules. Historically, it's rarely been used on public lands, but that's changing. Last year, the CRA overturned Biden-era Bureau of Land Management plans in Montana, Wyoming, and other states. Now, lawmakers are targeting a mining ban in Minnesota and could try to unwind plans for Utah's Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. Joe Lupino-Esposito with the Conservative Pacific Legal Foundation applauds Congress for reining in federal agencies.
The way they've been using a lot of public land orders, land management plans, guidance documents, they've really kind of overstepped what Congress should have given them the power for.
Critics argue the strategy sidelines public opinion and creates uncertainty over scores of past lands decisions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum is leaving Colorado and headed to Wyoming. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Tony Gorman has more.
The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association Board of Directors approved a non-binding memorandum of understanding to seriously consider moving the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum to Cheyenne, Wyoming. A development group from the city approached the organization with a relocation proposal last year. The PRCA cited the city's plan to build an administrative building to house its headquarters and no state income tax as reasons for the move. The Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum has called Colorado Springs home since 1979. The anticipated move is set for 2029.
That was Tony Gorman for the Mountain West News Bureau. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A couple new pieces of art are brightening up Pinedale. The Pinedale Roundup reports local high school senior Ren Hamilton painted a large red Indian paintbrush. Junior Taylor Wickham painted a sunset over a mountain range with a meadow in the foreground. The pieces will hang in the alley between Pinedale Art and Crafts and the Corral Bar as long as weathering allows. Another Jackson Live Cam has exploded in popularity. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports Corbett's Couloir is one of the steepest inbounds ski runs in North America. A new feed shows skiers of all skill levels trying and sometimes succeeding in launching themselves onto the slope. It's already racked up millions of views since early January. However, the camera is now turned off in anticipation of the Kings and Queens of Corbett's competition and will be back on after. A Cody company has developed an international following. The Powell Tribune reports Aaron Davidson grew up long-range hunting here in Wyoming. It inspired him to start Gunworks, which creates precision guns and hunting equipment. The business has become one of the world's top rifle manufacturers in just 2 decades. And according to Cinch Home Services, Wyoming is the 13th best state for family-friendly home buying. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Has the University of Wyoming basketball team ever won an NCAA championship title? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, in what year was the first polo match contested in Wyoming? Well, looking through the records, we found the first reported polo match in Wyoming was in Sheridan in 1893. Interestingly, some of the sport's top players still come to Wyoming to play for the summer season. Congratulations to Charles White, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy your day and join me again tomorrow.